melee makes them integrated into society.
They're sad that the whole time trying to figure out who's the special guys, who's the normal
guys. What?
They're sad that the whole time trying to figure it out who's the special guys, who's the normal guys.
I think it's a joke. In my shul, it's called a hostel. Hostel means like it's a home for people that are not so normal, right? It's basically on my block, right? There's a whole home of them, right? Now, I speak in the shul on Friday night, whenever Bachum come to eat on me or whatever, right? So the Israelis, when I speak, it's like, I scream out, blah, 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 right? Now, before I come to shul, I tell the Bachum, I read by me, I go, you know that in the shul, there are some people that aren't normal. In the middle, they'll do weird things. Right? And I'm not joking. Like, there's a guy in the middle will start, like, you know, getting up and screaming, right? And then I'll sit down. Like, nothing happened, right? It's like, it happened, like, a very normal thing, like, very once in a while. Like, somebody will get up and scream out, Mama, I've made up in my leg, right? And he's normal. And you'll see all my buffing going, I guess.
You know, I use
that one. We know.
Speak Hebrew or English?
I speak Hebrew. It's very... It's only here that I speak English.
Could everybody see a story about Rosh Hashanah?
What?
I'll
say about it once we talk about Shafer. We talk. Should I start? We should wait.
It's recording, so whenever you're ready.
I just start?
Yeah.
Whatever. What happened over here? Usually it doesn't look like this.
Yeah,
what? You don't count. You're married, right?
It's funny. The guys who go to sleep the same time.
4 in the morning. Wait a minute. I'm very confused. One second. You mean no one here on Thursday night goes to bed 4 in the morning? Right, no. They go at 5.
There's no first years here.
There's no what?
There's no first years here.
Why? Because they're... He's not first year. He's my guy. The guys that come with me don't count. They're, you know, he has no choice but to come. I know him. You know? He's Bob. He's one of my friends. That's Bob. He's a cousin. You're with us. You're in the cuddle. All right, let's get to work. All right? Wait, actually, I'll record also. Let's get to work. Okay, what I'm going to do, Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to first explain a little bit of... if you understand what you're doing, it has so much more of a time. It's so much more enjoyable when you understand what you're doing. So first I'm going to explain a little bit what it is that we're doing when it comes to Shofar. Now, what exactly is it? What's Tkiyah, what's Shofar, and what's Shua? And then Rabbi Leibovitz is going to demonstrate for us as we go along. Right, and then maybe you'll even be able to see what I look like b'shas shofar and the excitement. You can already imagine, right? I'm already getting just thinking about it. I'm getting excited, right? But let's go slow. Let me explain first where everything comes from, what we're supposed to be doing, maybe even a little bit what we're supposed to be thinking, and then at the end maybe like one story. Okay, and so let's see what we can do. Right? So it's like this: in the Torah, it does it. We everyone here knows we do tkiyah. We do Shvarim, Truah, Tkiyah, we do these things. It doesn't say in the Torah, it doesn't say Tkiyah. It doesn't say Tkiyah in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah, Shvarim in the Torah. All it says in the Torah is Zichron Truah. And it says the word Truah 3 times. So technically, we don't know anything yet, right? But technically what should come out, this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, what I'm quoting now. The Gemara says that technically we should be making 3 sounds that are Truahs. Zichron Truahs, and that's the mitzvah deraisa of Shofar. That's what we technically it should have been. But the Gemara darshins that every Truah has to have before it. We don't know yet what a Truah is, right? But every Truah has to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah after, okay? So that means before you start, in order to get the mitzvah deraisa, right? So you got to have 9 Kailas, right? Because you have to have 3 Truahs, and every Truah has to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterward. Right? And that this comes from the drushes of Chazal. The Truah we know, that says in the Torah. The Tkiyah before and the Tkiyah afterward, Chazal Darshan. So that means in order to get the mitzvah deraisa, you have to have a Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah. Now what's a Truah? What's a Truah? That's the big Shiloh. What is a Truah? So there's a big machlekes the Gemara brings down that they bring a pasuk and it says that the mother of Sisera. Now, does anybody know who Sisera was? Right, Sisera was a bad man. Right, Sisera was a very big rasha. Right, and Sisera was, and every single night before Sisera would go to bed, his mother would lie him down and say, "My little sissy, one day you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael." We put our children to bed and we say, "Oh, one day you're going to be mamish of the G'dolei Torah, and you're going to be a tzaddik, and you're going to help all of Klal Yisrael." And she put her child to bed. She said, "One day you're going to murder all Yiddish kinder," right? And so the Gemara, from a very, very obscure and interesting place, learns out that she cried. When did the mother of Sisera cry? When Sisera went to war to destroy all of your grandparents, right? And to have the end of Klal Yisrael as we know it. We'll come back to this. This is something that obviously, as you see the way I'm saying, it bothers me that we should learn from her. But the mother of Sisera, when her son went to war, now she didn't know Nishkevenken mass communication in those days, right? And she didn't know what was going on. Nishkevenken, Apwatz, and Dusan Jensen, all these Achen, right? She didn't know what was going on. And Mimela, is my little sissy, is he okay? So she stood by the window, and she looked out the window, maybe, is my sister okay? And she stared there with tears. Because she didn't know, is he coming back? Or with excitement, maybe he's going to come back victorious. And from there, the Gemara says that, the Pasuk says that she cried. And the Lashon of the Targum, in the word of cry, is the same word of the Targum of Atrua. Okay? So now there's a big machlekes. How did Sisera's mother cry? Now again, this bothers me, this bothers Kallus. Why we learn, you can't learn from Mama Rachel. There weren't other people that cried in Klal Yisrael. You know, we have to find this Adolf Hitler's mother, Yimach Shema, right? Right? You can't find her. Okay, I'll come back to that child at the end, okay? But you see, it bothers me, right? It bothers me. Okay, Balkopanim. So we learn out from her the trua, the noise of a trua. A tkia is a straight noise, so that's easy. Tkia before, tkia after. What's a trua? So this is Machlekes. How did the mother of Sisera cry? As well in the Gemara. Did she cry, you know, and that's what a true is. We don't know what a true is. So did she cry like this? Right? Did she cry like that? That would be a shvarim. The other mandam in the Gemara says that she didn't cry like that. She cried like this. Right? The truth is that what I did, you know, I have a little grandson, right? That's the youngest in the house now, you know. So you know, in the so I just wanted to see, like, you know, I just wanted to see, like, so it's Mary de Gizach, because there's another shita that holds that she cried like this, right? And that would be a shvarim trua, right? And that's the fight. Derech Agav, there's another fight in Ashvarim. You guys didn't notice this. You think the Makri, his job is just to go, you know, who grew up in the Haim Shishul, in the Shtibel, right? Remember the Shtibel text? Tikiyo, right? Shvurim Chiriyo, Tikiyo Gedaila. You remember that? Okay. So now you think that's Makri's job, and it's a shtela that you get only when you have, like, you know, like a yellow. Sometimes it's the Rav, right? You know, I don't want to make fun too much, right? You know, sometimes it's like, you know, but it's, you know, and you get, like, you know, the guy that smells like herring during the week, you know. But sometimes, you know. So you think his job is not so whatever. No. If you listen closely, so then when he sometimes does this, he does shvarim trua. And sometimes he does shvarim trua. You'll notice this here in the yeshiva. What's the difference if he does shvarim trua or shvarim trua? It is a machlekes. If you do a shvarim trua and you go straight in, and you'll see. I don't know how they do it in yeshiva. That's why I'm not saying exactly. If Vicente told me he's going to come in, maybe I'll have to ask him. But I don't know how they do it in yeshiva. There are certain of the set that we do shvarim trua, and they go and they blow right into it. And there's some that they do shvarim trua, and you'll notice that they'll breathe in between. Or it'll be shvarim and there'll be a break in between. We'll talk about this in a moment. But that's also a shaila. How did the mother of Sisera cry? Did she cry? If you hold that she cried a shvarim trua, so when she cried, did she breathe in between, right? The shiksa, right? But did she cry, right? like that, right? In Bnei Brak, there's even another shita of how the mother of Sisera cried. In Bnei Brak, they hold that it has to go, also in Brisk, is all shaila, that you have to go mamish, like, into it, and it's got to, you know, touch the truth. It's got to go right into it. It's all different. Okay, we'll get to all the stuff. Good stuff. I'm getting so excited. We're about to hear the shofar. You know?
Based on what?
What's
the shita based on?
The Chazanish. Okay, so now, based on that, now we have a problem. What's our problem? Our problem is, you know, should we stop for a second just to do that part? What? What should we do? I know it's up to me, but I'm. This is a dictatorship, right? This is a dictatorship. Derek Agav, very important for you to know this. Also. From this point on, anytime I ask a question, should we do halacha or should we do this? I'm not really asking you. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? This is a dictatorship. I'm doing it to be nice, and because today with Bachem, you're supposed to be, you have to be more. What?
Careful.
Not that's careful, that for sure you have to be. Right? You know, like. Understand, delicate, and you know, right,
warm.
But there's like no havamin in the world that I care what you guys are gonna say, what to do. Okay, I made it clear. Okay, so it's like this, right? Even you, okay? Not like this. No, I want to hear the shofar. Right? Give me one. What's it called? Give me just like a chazanish, a shvarim, true. Let them understand. You know, let them. Give me a shvarim. Do pshut this. You know. Let me go to sit down a minute. One second. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, right? So I grew up in that time, right? How did they blow shofar in America? If you grew up in yeshivas, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you grew up in the haim, you grew up in the regular shuls and whatever, so they blow what's called pshutais. The shvarims are pshutais. The shvarim are like this. Doo, doo, doo. Did everybody grow up like that or no? Did everybody grow up like that? What? You grew up in Eretz Yisrael probably. What? You grew up in Uman. Are you Jewish? Since you're in Uman. What do they do there? They do ooh, like that?
No, I don't know.
Over there, they do, I don't know, what? What? So one second. So yeah. I came to Eretz Yisrael the first time. I think in Shiva, I think they do pshutas. Pshutas means straight, pashut, right? It means do do do. I think in Shiva, I think they don't do it. They do the rutus. Okay, so there's something else called rutus. Who's new? You're new. You're not new. You're new. So, and you grew up in the Haim Shishos, right? So, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shivas, they do what's called rutus, and then there's even shitas, two rutus and whatever. It doesn't. It breaks in the middle. It cracks in the middle. In other words, it doesn't sound like that. It cracks. It goes rutu, 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 yeah. Right? Like that. Is that. That's how you all grew up? You grew up like that. You grew up putas, probably, right?
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
What? No. We had a lulav. Right? Do you know what a shofar is? Okay, good boy. Okay. Right? No, because you have to be nice and delicate today. Yeah? Yeah? Lulav we had. Okay. You get my point? So in Eretz Yisrael, they do rutus. What's the difference between pshutim and rutus? Why would somebody prefer to do this way or that way? So the simple thing is that there's a big shaila. If you're going to do a shvarim, if you're going to do a shvarim, a pshuta, right? You're running the risk that she could be as long as a tkiel, right? So therefore, the best way to do it is if you make it that it has no sounding like a tkia, and you go rutu, so then it's mefurish, no matter how long it's going to be, not going to be a tkia. That's why they prefer, in Eretz Yisrael, also shever sounds like it breaks. Shever, shvarim. So that's why they prefer to do a rutu. Some do even a tu rutu, like that, right? But the other thing, the other way is also, it's mashma that the pashtis you're supposed to really be doing pshutais. Why is the pashtis you're supposed to be doing pashits, right? Because the poiskim all warn, make sure that you don't do a shever for too long, because it'll sound like a tkia. Now, it's never, unless you're doing a pashit, it's never going to sound like a tkia, right? So what does it sound like? It sounds like a shever. Must have been the same volume, same intensity as a tkiya. So this is a fight. This is a fight. In Eretz Yisrael, in the yeshivas, they say Yochai and Velaj, and they did rutus like that, and that's what they do in yeshiva. I think at the end, a lot of the places, they'll do like the last 40 will be pashit. You might say with anything, and that's that. So now, let me go weiter. I'm in the shwang now. So it's like this. So now, what do we do, Lamaisa? For example, somebody called me up on Erev Shabbat. Somebody called me up this morning, and he told me that he is going to be blowing for all people that are in Bidud. Now, Derek Agav, I don't know if there's anybody in Bidud, right? Except for you guys that are probably in Bidud, right? But he's going to be blowing for a bunch of people in Bidud and his neighbor in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He told me that, you know, he's going to be walking around the whole entire afternoon. He needs the biggest kula of the amounts that he's allowed to do that they should be yoytze, right? Now, that's clear that we don't need 100 kailas. Now let's go back a step. Why is it that we do 100 kailas? Kafi, what you just heard, we need 9 kailas, right? Well, 1 second, but we're definitely not going to need, the most we'll possibly need is 30, right? We'll need, you know, I don't know what a shvarim is, right? So maybe a shvarim is do, 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 right? Or maybe a shvarim is do, 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 which is a trua, right? Or maybe a shvarim is a shvarim trua. Right? Maybe a shvarim is... Maybe a trua is a shvarim trua. So therefore, the most I could have, right? I mean, it's going to be hard for you guys because you have to use fingers and toes. Maybe somebody can get... can use your toes. It'll work out. We have like this. So it'll be, you know, shvarim... Tekiya shvarim, that three times... 9, then 3 times... 9, and then shvarim trua will be 12, so 30, right? 18, 12, 30, right? Derech agav, egois is gematria chait. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't have any egoism. We don't have any not because we don't want, because we want to stay away from chet. Derech agav, anybody who thinks that the gematria of egos is chet does not know math, because egos is not gematria chet, right? I am not a schnitzel. Am I a schnitzel? No. Right? Why am I not a schnitzel? Because I'm not. Right? Egos is not gematria chet. Right? So why is it? It just doesn't work, right? One is 18, one is 17. Derech agav, egoiz is gematria toiv. So why in the world aren't we having egoism on Rosh Hashanah, right? So the answer is, we want to stay so far away from chait that even if it's like near, we don't go near it. You understand? So kas is gematria kas, according to everyone, right? And lashon hara is gematria lashon hara, according to everybody. Nobody holds not like that, right? Yeah, and moron is gematria moron on Rosh Hashanah. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be that. Okay. Anyways, that's my memory. How do we get into that? Oh, because 18 and 12. Okay. So like this.
Why is it 9?
What?
Why is it 9?
Which one? Shvarim. So because tekiya. Because we said you need 3 truas, and you can never have a trua without a tekiya before and a tekiya afterward.
I
need to have 3. The Torah says I need 3 truas, yeah. And every trua has to have a tekiya before and a tekiya after.
So you have these 3
tekiya, trua, tekiya times 3.
This tekiya is your next.
No, that you can't do. Every tekiya, it's not. It has to be surrounded and enclosed by that. Now, right side like this, like this. If I have to have. Yeah, we're good. So I have to have a tekiya, trua, tekiya, whatever. So the most I should need is 30. Where do we get 100? There's the shiksa. There she is again. Tzadik mit the shiksa. She cried 100 times. We have a Kabbalah that she cried 100 koilas. So connected that, we cry, you know, we blow the shofar 100 times. Again, the same kasha. Why can't we get away from her? We'll come back to that. Why we have to learn everything? Can't you learn from like Mama Rochel? Right? Why can't you learn from... Okay. But anyways, Tashdei. So now, watch this. Now... we have a problem. He wants to know, what's the least I could blow? So for sure you don't need 100 koilas, because that's minig, and that's to be mar of the satin, and whatever, that's why we blow 30, and then we blow 30 in the Taisus Ethica. The Gemara says, why do we blow 30 before, and then we blow 30 during the Shemoneh Esrei? Oh, this is also a story. When I came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, I grew up in the Shtiblach. How did they daven in the Shtiblach? I told the story over here. What? I thought it, no, because I said, I don't tell stories twice, right? Okay, you heard the story? No. I grew up in Shtiblach. So I grew up that you blow during Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, right? You grew up, they blow shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei or no? Okay, so I grew up. So here I am, I came to yeshiva, right? And I'm having mamash a long Shemoneh Esrei. It's Rosh Hashanah. I'm davening for, you know, this is the first davening like this, in the mamash azah, right? And davening, and you know, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I better hurry up because I got to get to... You got to get to Malchus, even though it's okay. You're allowed to, even if you didn't get there, it's okay. But I got to get to Malchus, you know, and, you know, Melech HaKolars, and I get there, and I'm waiting. I'm like, you know. You know, right? So I have to still pretend, you know. Right? I'm looking around, everybody's still down. Am I the biggest Russia in the world? I'm the biggest Russia. I'm looking like it. It's like unbelievable. And then after a while, after thinking, wow, I'm such a bad guy, I think to myself, these guys are all such a bunch of fakers. I hate these kikes. Such a bunch of fakers. And it's going on and on. I'm like, you know, after a while, I'm like, you know, tekiya. And I came to Jeeve the first time I heard a rutu. I was like, ah. You know, like go back. I was that bucker, right? I didn't get the 300 people around me. I didn't care. I was like, right? I'm waiting for a doo, and I hear ruptu, ruptu. Like, imagine there I am again during Shmoneh Esrei. No. No. I found out the hard way that meaning Ashkenaz. Then it was great. I had the longest Shmoneh Esrei in history. I had the longest Shmoneh Esrei in the history of Klal Yisrael. I was like, right? It was like this. You know, at the finish line, when I backed up, I was like, I said, Shalom. No, you get my point. My point, I didn't know this. I didn't even know this. Now, the Murray thinks exactly you can grow up a Jew and you can think everybody else, everybody does like this, right? I was the only person in the world. You know, I asked another buck after. I was like, he's like, you didn't know? You didn't know. Anyways, how we get into that? What? Rutus. Oh, so this guy wants to know how many is the least amount that he could blow because he's blowing for 50, 60 people and whatever. So the question is, can he blow 10? Can he blow 10? Now listen carefully. It's very important. Can he blow 10 or does he have to blow 30? What do I mean? 9, whatever. Can he blow 9 or does he have to blow 30? I told you there's a machlokes how to blow a trua. Is a trua what we call a trua or is a trua what we call a shvarim? Is it a machlokes? Is it a machlokes? The Rambam is mashma. It's a machlokes. If it's a machlekes, it means the shita that holds you're supposed to be doing trua, you're supposed to be doing trua. And there's a shita that holds that you're supposed to be doing a shvarim, you're supposed to be doing shvarim. A shvarim is right and a trua is wrong. So then it's a machlekes, and then it's a suffik deraisa. So it's a suffik deraisa l'chumra. So therefore, you got to do 30, right? You got to do 30. The Rosh, others, the Vahagat, the others, they say that's not the pshat. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees you're yotzei with whichever trua you do. If you do what's a trua, what we call trua, you yaitse. If you do a trua, what we call shvarim, you yaitse. Shvarim trua, you yaitse. Just, there were different minhagim that did it like this. There were different minhagim that did it like this. So we say, do all those minhagim. Okay? Lefi that, according to that, I'm yaitse if I do 9 kindless, right? Because for sure I'm yaitse. So now, if this guy tells me, look, avada tell me chatchila, it's better to do 30, obviously, to get right. But if he tells me, look, can I do 9? Right? Or maybe I'll just tell him to do 10. Do tara, Tashat and Tashra, right? You know, let's say I'll tell him to do that. So then there's a sveika to say that he's Yaitse. Why? Suffix number one is that maybe Taka, even according to the Rambam, he got the right one, right? You know, oh no, it's not going to work if we do Tashra. Yeah, we won't be able to do it like that then, right? No. So fine, so then let's say, so we'll tell him to do just to choose Tashra. We'll tell him to do Tashra, 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 right? So now, first of all, maybe he got it right, right? Maybe the right way is Tashra. Right? Number two is that according to the suffix number two, even if you're saying well, the Baal Golds, you never got it wrong because no matter what you do, you're Yaitse. Right? So there is a mokim for a person to do this. What?
The suffix is which way do you do from Drua?
No, but that won't help us because I need to make sure that he's getting a Tashra according to everyone. Right?
So you do different Tashras.
You're right. I would probably, he's right. I wouldn't want him to do that because then you're going to have shitas of how to do it. It's very good. Yeah, that's very good. You're listening. That's very good. Don't do it again. Right? Yeah. No, he's right. I would probably not want a tashra. I told him tashra. You know, you're right. Right? It's not bad. Not bad. You're not good either. Okay? But you know, you're good? You got one thing. Relax.
You're
okay?
Delicate.
No, delicate. Yeah.
Delicate.
No, he's right, Taka. You probably shouldn't do a tashra because then you're going to get involved in the fight. Very good. Taka, I made a mistake. I'm going to call the guy back. You probably shouldn't do a tashra. I don't like you more than I like you. Because I don't like any of these guys, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not. He's right. Probably I shouldn't tell him to do a tashra because I'm going to get involved in the fight of how to do a shvarim trua. You know, then he's going to have to do a shvarim trua or a shvarim trua. So it's good probably just to do like a tarat and that. Okay. One last thing. So that's what I am going to tell them. One last thing. The Rav Sajagoin has in the Machzor, he shows you a picture of what the sounds sound like. How do you have a picture? So he has a straight line. And then when he does a trua, he has a squiggly. Squiggly. Squiggly, sorry. Better people say squiggly, right? He has a squiggly line, right? So the timanim, when they do a trua, they don't do it like we do. They do, right? Because it's got to be connected. So that, now you got a shaila of how sister's mother when she was a Sephardi cry, you know, like Mamish Gevaldik, what's going on there, right? That, right, that's like, you know, Mabruk, right? And that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Now, two last things, then we're going to have our shofar demonstration. One thing is that you have to have kavana to be yoytzei the mitzvah. All the other kavanas are very important, right? The Priska Rav would speak once a year. He would clap on the bima before the shofar, and he would say, you know, mit, why do we talk? The Gemara asked the kasha, lama toiken? Why do we blow the shofar? And the Gemara says, lama toiken? Because Rachmana amar toiken. Hashem said toiken. Zuk the Priska Rav. Mitzvah tzvichris kavana, right? Why do we blow? Why do we blow the shofar? Val the Eibush took a hasten. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So just have kavana. That's the ikar. That I'm getting a mitzvah derice of shofar. That's very, very important. A lot of people are into the kavanas. Like, you know, he's killing the satan right now and all different things. And whenever he forgets to have kavana that he's being great to the mitzvah derice, number one. Number two, if you come late, how can you constantly come late? And they already made the brachas. They made the brachas. How could you come late? How's about you came late? Yeah, well, if you eat a half a pound of, like, you know, the guy ate at the kiddush so much cake, now he has to bench, he has to stay in the yil and go to the mikvah, right? That's how much cake this guy had. So then for Shteitzach, wow, here I am pregnant, flush. You know, where do you think he's going to wind up? La Matzeyach, right? And then the poor guy, you know, and everybody, you know, here the guy's knocking on the door, right? Yeah, and then he comes running in, they're up to Sasa Noichel and Mesecha, come on. But he comes in, they already made the brachas. So if you can chop it right in the brachas, say it yourself. Say, if you miss the brachas, say the bracha right there, the Shmoya Kol Shofar right there, and say your own Shechianu. Even if you can chop it around in between the starim, the first one's Tashrat, right? And you can get Tashrat, chop it around, get it in, don't get it in the middle of a tekiah, because you have to hear the tekiah from the beginning till the end. Let's say the guy is like one of these powerful shaggy cows kind of creatures, and he's gotten like, you know, and he's going for hours, right? You can't, if you only listen to half of the tekiah, you're not yaitzeh the tekiah. You have to hear whatever long he does the tekiah. All our tekiahs are yaitzeh, don't worry, right? But, you know, also, you gotta hear the tekiah from the beginning to the end. Also, sometimes you hear the guy and he does the tekiah like this. Like that. Now that, listen what I just did. That might be a problem, because that sounds like Ete Money Trua. But sometimes he just does like this, the pitch changes. Like that, right? What? Yeah, we'll have demonstrations, right? He's going to do the bad ones. He's very good at doing bad ones. Right? Very good, thank you. That's why we brought him, right? It's like in the street, does anyone not know how to blow? You know? It's the first day of Elul, right? In the shul, they asked me to blow the shofar, right? The Rav asked me to blow the shofar. I can't blow a shofar, right? I'm not like, you know, I don't want to show up, right? So I can't blow a shofar, right? So they asked me to blow the shofar on the first day, and I was like this. I was like, no. So they all started getting nervous that it was like, you know, because Corona and stuff. Like, he doesn't want to touch the shofar, and, you know, and like all of a sudden everybody's like, I'm not touching either, right? I took the shofar, I'm like this. Okay, now, right? You know, I can't blow. I can do other things, but I can't blow. But it's very important to hear from the beginning to the end. If you miss the brachas, like I said, you can make up the bracha, right?
Say the brachas in the middle, let's say you miss them. You heard the first 10.
Yes, you could do it at that point. Yes, you could do it at that point. We pass in yes. Even after you heard the first 30, you could do it for afterward, for Malchias.
You're still
Yaitse. You're Yaitse.
You don't have to hear the other 30 after.
No, you don't have to hear the other 30 again. I mean, obviously, you're going to want to hear all the million shitas of chumras that they have afterward, like Rashi shita is that a tekiah is not a tekiah and shvarim true are very short. Tekiah is doo, right? And that's the big raid why they're against pshutis. I didn't explain this properly, but the real reason why they're so against pshutis is because Rashi sounds like this. Doo, 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 doo. That's Rashi shita of what tekiah, shvarim. Rashi holds it's very short. So Mela, listen to what I just said. Doo, 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 doo. So now listen to a shvarim that we do. Doo. It's Rashi's tkiah. You have the bayah. Rashi's tkiah is that if you do a pshut, Mashenkin, if you're going to go like this, rutu, 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 right? Wah, wah. You understand? So then it's not, That's the dust. What else I want to tell you guys? So that we spoke about that. We spoke about Rashi. At the end, you also have to hear the Chazanish and the Shema, all the things. It's going to go by me in the shul. It goes till Yom Kippur, right? It goes to Yom Kippur. These guys are walking the Tashach, and there I am, right? Rashi Shita. I get the Tame Money Shita. I got every Chumras. I found like Maram Hoogie Doogies, right? Any Shita in the world, right? They get on Rosh Hashanah, right? Murdick. But one last thing. And then we have a demonstration. What's the Maisa? Why do we learn out from that Shiksala? You can't learn out from a better court. I think the answer is like this. I think the answer is that what's the cry of Rosh Hashanah? This woman, right? We can't express it better. The cry of Rosh Hashanah is that this could either be the best day of my life or it could be the worst day of my life, right? Because here she is. She's waiting for sister to come back from war. It's either going to be the greatest moment of her life that her son was victorious and destroyed Klal Yisrael, but she was waiting for her life, or he's not coming back at all. Right? So that's the cry of Rosh Hashanah. But Mitzad Sheni, she's crying, it's not in her hands. But like us, the Helika Bashefer, he gave us the ability to do tshuva and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's in our hands. But that's why you got to learn out from the mother of Sisera to get that message that today could be the greatest day or it could be the worst day. It could be the worst day. But that's all dependent on you. My saying came by Sisera, the mama from Sisera. She was not, it was not up to her. It was not up to her. I told last night the Olam that when on that day in Meiron, so I had a Talmud, the Olam knows, that was Nifter in Meiron, right? And on that day, the whole entire Friday afternoon, I was waiting for a phone call. And it was the whole time the feeling was this is either going to be the greatest day or the worst day, right? But say if it was the worst day, right? But it's either going to be the greatest because maybe he's alive still. Nobody could find anybody, right? But that's the cry of Rosh Hashanah. But there on that day, it wasn't in my hands. On Rosh Hashanah, it's in your hands. Rosh Hashanah, it's in your hands. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. So let's do first. Let's do, let them just hear. Let's hear let's go a Rashi first. I just want them to hear a Rashi. That's too long. Get out. Give me a Rashi, like nothing. No. Okay, now give me a Rashi with the Chazanish. Right? Like a Shvarim truer Rashi. Right?
The truer from Rashi is not nine?
Mamish, that's the point. Rashi's truer is only two. Right? Rashi's. Do one more time. Wait, so do it one more time with a Chazanish Rashi. You know? You got it? You got it or you did it wrong?
Yeah.
Don't be nice then. One second. Now give me a...
There's three Shitas in one.
What? No, I have the Shita of the Shvarim Trua.
Yeah. In the normal Shvarim Trua, there's three Shitas in one.
Yeah. Wait, now give me a... what should we do now? Let's do Rutus. Wait, but give me a Rutu with a Shvarim Trua. You can do it with the Shvarim Trua, you'll do it. Okay, so give me a Rutu, Shvarim Trua, with a Neshima break in the middle. Give me without a break in the middle. I want it again. No, no good. You 5 yards. Yeah. You didn't cop the third?
Yeah, no.
You should be arrested. One more. Give me. Wait. Take a break. All right.
Shelter?
Go. We got it.
Third one.
Fredman says no. One more. Give me one more. You gotta get the third one. Yeah. Okay. Now.
That's the Chazanish.
That's the Rutu is with the Chazanish. I love it. Right. Give me a Temani Shvarim Trua. I think the Shvarim is normal. Pshutas? Yeah, the Shvarim is. They do Pshutas, and then give me a Trua. Right? So a Pshuta Shvarim, and then go into a Trua. Okay.
Right? Shima, no. Nishimachas?
Don't do Nishimachas. Now give me a loser tequila. You know? But now listen closely. I'm not telling you which type to do. And let's see if this one sounds like the Reb Sadja Gaon's Trua, and then we're gonna have to, you know, beat him up. We're gonna have to tell him to do it again. Yeah. You're really good at that, Elliot. Abelievich seemed to practice that. That one was good. You see, that one's good. That does not sound like a Sephardi Truah. That doesn't sound like a Sephardi Truah, right? Because it was just like that, right? Because it's definitely not like that. Now give me another one. Don't plan. Do your natural. I'm going to... I don't know, that one I'm a little bit specific about. Because it was too much of a rhythm that it stimmed, you know? I feel like I'm about to get hit by a car. Give me another one. Give me another bad one. See, in the middle there, it threw it a little bit. Usually, give me like a... Like, you know. Right, that's good. That'll be good. That won't sound anything like, it doesn't sound like a tki either, but that doesn't sound anything like a truma. Huh?
What's that better?
That's good as a tkiya, because I don't care if the pitch changes. I don't care if it sounds, you know.
It doesn't even sound like there's anything. It sounds like the guy's blow.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah, sometimes you have the guy and just feel like, you know, he's just like. Right. Sometimes you have that. And that's for sure a problem because he shevered it in the middle. Right, you crack them in the middle.
What if it's just straight? No.
Yeah, that's the ma'aser. Sometimes you have big tzaddikim and rebbes and zaken that they did, and mamish, and nobody could hear them. Nobody could hear it, right? So last year, a Sisha guy came to me, told me that he was by a certain rebbe, and they did it, and it was mamish, right? And I told him, not yet. He said, you got to blow the shayfa. He asked me, the way he described it to me, I told him you have to make a bracha. The way he described it to me, Imam should have to make a bracha. He was in the back row. It was very, the sound.
Minimum for the sound.
There's no minimum, but you have to hear it. Well, there's not really a minimum. Give me an example of what it could possibly sound like.
What?
No, so now imagine you're like far down like that, right? And a base medrash the size of like Shea Stadium. Well, Shea's not around anymore, right? Who's around anymore?
Like Bell.
What?
Barclays.
Bells and whatever.
Bells,
right?
Bells Stadium.
But what else do we do? What else? All right, good job. Get out. Call to. Aksiva Sima Taiva.